Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's episode where you're going to learn about another Kingdom Woman speaker who is all about helping you to reframe your story. I'm Lisa Vanderquack, and today's episode is going to really help you to really look at how you view your life and how it's actually connected to unlocking your purpose. So I'm going to introduce you now to Megan Bruners. Welcome, Megan.
Thank you so much for having me, Lisa.
You're welcome. So Megan is a purpose midwife, and we're going to hear more about that in a few minutes in terms of how she started to do what she does. But Megan, I would love to know, first of all, where are you from? Where are you calling in from?
I'm all the way from Cape Town, South Africa.
Wow. I have some very good friends from South Africa who now live in Canada, but I have never been to South Africa. Hopefully one
really?
Day. I've never been.
One day.
And I'm here in Canada. So here we are, the beauty of the internet, that we can connect across the world and really be able to build unity and inspiration and motivation to whoever is listening. So if you are listening today and you know of a Kingdom Woman who wants to learn how to do more speaking, but also to begin to unlock her purpose. And I want you to share this episode with her, because I believe it is really strategic in the times that we live in. I mean, any time is strategic, but specifically, God is raising up Kingdom women entrepreneurs in all sectors of society, in all areas of influence, to be a voice of influence. And Megan has her story that she's going to share with us today and share some things that hopefully will inspire and spark some creativity and new fresh ideas for you as you listen. So first of all, Megan, what is a purpose midwife?
So let me go to the foundational scripture that's going to make much more sense than I'm going to try to explain to you. So the foundational scripture behind the phrase purpose midwife is the following. It's built upon Luke 1, 41 to 45, Mary and Elizabeth. So it's all about being one another's destiny helpers, right? So Luke 1, 41, just quickly, I'm just going to quickly share that with you if I may. So when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child that you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? And as soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her."
Wow. So that was Luke 41 to?
That's Luke 1, 41 to 45. So Luke chapter 1, verse 41 to 45.
Beautiful. I'll put that across the screen here. I love
there
that.
You go.
That is such a really profound perspective on it. I love that. So let's talk a little bit more about how. Let's talk a little bit more about how you came to do what you're doing. How did this all come about for you?
So I used to be a flight attendant for 14 years. I had a successful career of traveling the world, of flying to the US, to the UK, but there was always something missing. I knew that there was still potential that was, it wasn't unleashed yet to the full potential that God has called me for. So I was retrenched when the pandemic started, and organically I transitioned into coaching and also being an author. So I wrote 3 books in 1.5 years.
Wow.
God literally accelerated my growth in coaching and also being an author. And that was just because of obedience and yielding to the voice of the Holy Spirit. So listening to what the Lord wanted me to do in the season, just like the scripture that I read now, I had destiny helpers that poured into me, that imparted into me, to help me to discover my purpose, to help me to discover my calling. So my vision and my purpose is now to help other kingdom women do the same as well.
Wow. I love that destiny helper. I love that concept of a destiny helper. Yes, we are meant to support and help each other grow. It reminds me of a scripture in Ephesians where it talks about the body of Christ and how each person does their part. It helps the other parts to grow and flourish. And the opposite is true, I believe. If we don't do our part, we actually hinder the growth of the people around us.
That is 100% correct. And that is why that scripture is so significant for where Purpose Midwife came about, because it refers to helping other women give birth in the spirit. So that is where the term midwife comes in. Normally you deliver a baby.
Yes.
But when you deliver a speaking business, when you birth a book, it's almost like, because you have the labor pains, you have contractions, right?
Yes, exactly.
And you have to put in order to see the promise, right?
Exactly.
So it's almost like a type of analogy between the two. Yeah.
Yes. And sometimes you just want to get this baby out now, but it's not time. But it's not time. So that is so cool. So let's talk a little bit about identity and purpose. Why is that so important for a woman to know?
I think in today's era, when I wrote my first book, Unmasking Purpose, it was kind of it was so significant because we were wearing masks and the Lord was calling me to write a book called Unmasking Purpose. So it was about removing the mask of your false self and actually stepping into your authentic self. But that is a process. And if anything, the pandemic taught us to reset our thinking and to trust the process.
Yes. That is so cool.
And that is where my reframe method came about, because our stories connect us to one another. And a lot of times as women, we are so focused on our pain that we forfeit the promise. So I basically help women that's stuck in people pleasing, that's stuck in fear, self-sabotage, to trust the process and to wait it out, because God first prepares us and then he positions us for the promise and for our purpose. But to answer your question, Lisa, if you do not know your kingdom identity, you cannot fulfill your destiny.
Say that again. If you do not know.
If you do not know your kingdom identity, you cannot fulfill your destiny.
I believe that is so true, and that is so profound, because often people try, do you find this, that often people kind of go after what is that destiny without taking time to understand their identity, their kingdom identity?
Yes, that's right. Because your truth is found in your identity. Your dreams is found in your identity. Your God or their vision is found in your identity. So that is the first thing that needs to take place in order for you to walk in your purpose and also for you to walk confidently in your calling.
Beautiful, beautiful. That is so in line with what I teach in terms of the whole aspect of your story, who you are. Really, when you come into a place, and you've been a part of one of my events where I shared that, in terms of, I believe it unlocks your purpose and your calling when you come to that place of embracing who you are, your story, how God is woven together, but also just your identity, how he's wired you. It's such an important part, is we embrace how God has wired us to be able to fully function in that place.
Yeah, because you can only come into full alignment of your assignment if you show up as your authentic self, because God cannot bless who we pretend to be.
Yes, that's so good. So listen, I know you had an awakening experience that really came about, that helped you to come into this concept of rewriting your story with God. Share a little bit about that.
So I'm a coach, like I mentioned, I'm a purpose coach, and I help my clients to get breakthrough by using the reframe method, which I'm going to share with you now. So the reframe is basically an abbreviation for the tools that I use to help other kingdom women rewrite their story with God, whether it's through speaking, coaching, or writing books. So the R stands for rewiring your thinking. So you need to master your mindset and reset your thinking if you want to be in alignment with your God-given assignment, because in the Word we speak about renewing your mind daily. So if you are not in the right frame of mind, you cannot go after the things. You cannot finance your dreams, like you so beautifully state, you know. You cannot clarify your message because your mind is not where it's supposed to be. Where the mind goes, the man follows, right? So rewiring your thinking is definitely the first step that needs to take place when you rewrite your story and when you reframe your thinking. The E stands for emotional well-being and healing. What happens to us is not our fault, but our healing is our responsibility.
That's good.
And you have to operate from a place of wholeness if you are going to function effectively as a kingdom speaker or a kingdom coach, whichever sphere God has called you in. So many times as believers, we neglect the soul.
Yes.
So Lisa, I've become intentional to teach my clients and to coach them how to become whole in mind, body, soul, and spirit. You quote the scripture, but you can still be sitting with soul wounds that's left unattended. So how do you deal with that? So that's the E in the reframe method. The F is for finding your voice by discovering your identity. So that can be going on a platform where you are a representative or as a vessel of God, wherever it is that you're getting engagements. So you need to find your voice because the enemy is silencing women's voices in this season. And we need to unmute ourselves so that we can break that generational curses and actually rise up into the authority that God has given us. So you have to find your voice if you want to be confident and show up authentically. So that's the F. And then the R is when you do those three steps, you then you can start rewriting your story with God. And then the A is affirming your convictions. If you affirm your convictions, you can overcome the fear. To give you an example, when I wrote my first book, my convictions were greater than my fear. But I had to believe that the conviction that I was getting was from the Holy Spirit. In order to trump the fear that would come to say, no one is going to read your book, or it's not significant enough, and all those self-sabotaging thoughts. And then the M stands for mastering your impact on whatever platform God has called you. But you can only get to that stage when you do the steps that I've mentioned before that. And then the E, Lisa, is to expect the harvest. Expect the harvest and a platform to influence on a greater scale. I know I went through that very quickly, but that is just a summary. I can go with, I go into that in my 12-week programs, but that is a tool that I use for my clients to get breakthrough and transformation in their own lives.
Awesome. Beautiful. I love that. I love the acronym that you've used here, reframe. And, you know, something you said in terms of conviction, the conviction has to be stronger than the fear. And that is so true. And I think if, especially in the last couple of years, that is such an important place to really gain an awareness of how we navigate through life and changes and pivots and all kinds of things that have been thrown at us as individuals, but as women as well, in terms of, you know, schooling our kids and all kinds of things that changed up, that it's easy to go into places that are not very fruitful and they're not very kingdom minded, but to remember that what is the convictions that you have and how can you stay true to those convictions as you walk and navigate through that. I love that. I love that. This is great work. And so tell me a little bit about how your journey to become a faith-based author.
That was birthed actually before I started coaching. It's always been there. But the timing, I believe in divine timing. I believe in God's Kairos timing. I was actually on an assignment. The Lord gave me an assignment and I flew out to Johannesburg. That was still, I was at the time of ministry. And I attended a master class for writing. And that is where my gift was activated. So we were born inherently with gifts. Everyone was born with gifts. So it was always inside of me, but it was never activated. So I couldn't really demonstrate. So I discovered that I had a gift for writing. Only how many years later? So 2018, I went on the journey and then I wrote my first book, 2020. And that was a divine encounter. As I was writing, I also got healing. A lot of times we think that we have overcome things, but writing is so therapeutic. And I would encourage anyone that's struggling with grief, anyone that's struggling with emotions, to start prayer journaling and actually pen down the thoughts and the emotions, because it's so therapeutic and it's really a journey of wholeness. So when I started my first chapter, I finished my book in 3 months. Mm-hmm. So, and I just flowed with the Holy Spirit, like divinely. I just got the chapters because the book that I was writing was for millennials. And I didn't understand why I was, I felt such a great conviction to write to millennials. And then it only made sense afterwards that when the department in my country bought my books to be in high schools.
Oh, cool.
So I shared the gospel in my book. Yeah, I shared the gospel in my book. So yeah, at the time when I was writing it, it didn't make sense, but the Lord had a plan for where he wanted the book to go.
Yeah,
share the gospel and to help those. I also share my journey of sexual purity, of how the enemy wants to kill, steal, and destroy our youth from their sexual purity. So yes. I was very raw about that. So, and then a transition into me co-authoring with women across the globe. So I just launched my third book with women from Australia, USA, Philippines, Zimbabwe, and South Africa. So that was such a humbling experience. And I got to make 13 authors' dream come true by becoming international best-selling authors. I can still pinch myself. I just love what I do. I'm passionate about it. And I get to take women with me.
Awesome. That is so good. You know, you said something there that really is true and rang true for me, because when I first started writing, I actually was an author, co-author in a book, two books before that. But when I started my solo book on my own, it was a few months after my husband passed away. So there was a moment of those writings that were so healing and therapeutic, that were so significant parts of my healing journey as I grieved and as my children grieved, that I believe would not have happened if I had not have written. Like, and I'm handwriting. I'm talking about handwriting. I find that even more therapeutic when you handwrite. I've always been a journaler, but writing is such a vessel, a means that God wants to unlock things and healing. And so what you're saying is absolutely critical, I believe, for helping women come into a place of wholeness. Because oftentimes we kind of keep it all in. And especially if we don't feel like we have a voice physically where we are, this gives you a voice on the page that you can begin to explore and release and come into a place of identity. I love that. So important. So powerful.
Yes. And that's exactly what I wanted to do with that. Because you can do so much with a book. It's actually an extension of yourself. Because you can't reach the other countries. So if you're a thought leader, when you write the book, people in Alaska can actually read what you're saying. People in all over the world. So you can be the hands and the feet of Christ, and you can just inspire, impact, empower, and encourage. and just claim territory for God, I believe, because that's exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing, just to change the narrative.
That's so beautiful. So you talk about leaving a legacy behind through stewarding their gifts. Tell, how can a listener leave a legacy behind through stewarding their gifts by writing, speaking, and coaching? What is the significance of that?
I would say, first things first, actually acknowledging that you have something special to offer to the world. Mm-hmm. And coming to a place of understanding that the reason for your existence is to solve a problem in the earth, right? Mm-hmm. So that flows, your gift is attached to your purpose. So the Lord would allow you to flow in, whether it is you love organizing, whether speaking is a gift, entrepreneurship. Not everyone is called to business. So if the Lord has called you to the marketplace, there's a reason for it. Mm-hmm. But so many of us are stuck in, okay, I'm running a business, but what am I supposed to do? Who am I called to? What am I supposed to say? You know, so many of us are stuck in that when God is basically saying, but you need to go back to the original vision and blueprint that I have given you. And you need to follow that. Stop being a carbon copy of someone else. Stop comparing yourself. And I believe there's no comparison in the kingdom of God, because oftentimes we can compare ourselves to the giftings that that others have. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I'm so big on that, Lisa, is because once upon a time, I didn't know the gift that I had. Mm. And I was in an identity crisis. I had low self-esteem. I had insecurity. I struggled with people pleasing. And I struggled with self-rejection and all of those things because I did not know what I had inside of me. Mm. So if you know what you're carrying, that is going to boost your confidence to do the speaking engagements, to write the book, regardless of what anyone tells you. If the Lord tells you something and you know in your heart of hearts that you are confident in what he has placed inside of you, then you're not going to be, you're not going to be stuck on the self-sabotage. You're going to know your why. You're going to know your worth. You're going to know your value. And you're going to know exactly, okay, in this season, what am I supposed to do? Because if you know what you're good at, you're going to know what to say yes to, and you're going to know what to say no to. So spiritual gifts is not just for the church. Spiritual gifts is for the marketplace as well. There's so many things, and I think that is really why the Lord has called me to do what I do, to speak about topics like this, where what if I'm not called to the church? What am I supposed to do? So I help women just to break the faulty belief systems, false belief systems that's limiting them, that's basically keeping them in a culture of tradition that is opposite to the kingdom, and then just bringing them into them actually knowing who they are in the kingdom as ambassadors and as influencers, that they actually have a mandate and that God has actually employed them in the marketplace. So it's just about perspective, and then changing their language. Maybe it's something that they're not normally, they're not used to it because they've grown up differently. They've never been taught these type of thinkings. So it's just breaking down the word, making it simple, and just standing on biblical principles.
Beautiful, beautiful. And Megan, as a purpose coach, she helps mission-driven kingdom women entrepreneurs, couldn't get that out there, prophetically flow in purpose as they can break generational cycles and walk in their calling confidently in the marketplace. Yes, and I do believe that God is raising up women in different spheres of influence. And there is a decade that we're in right now that God is raising up his women warriors in all different areas, which requires you to be able to embrace that calling, step into it with conviction, knowing that God is going to give you everything you need. Megan, how can people connect with you if they want to find out more about what you do and just be able to get involved?
So I have a Facebook group called Purpose Midwife. And then my Instagram page is Purpose Midwife as well.
Okay. And then I also have a website here for you.
Yes. Yeah, that website is also available. all my links is there for what I offer, the services by one-on-one coaching, as well as being part of my Facebook group, which is called The Purpose Lab. So in that Facebook group, I do trainings twice a week and just daily encouragements in that group I offer to my clients as well and to my followers.
Awesome. And we'll put those down below when we post this interview so that you can have those links ready available. Thank you so much, Megan, for your time and sharing your experiences and your expertise, your unique contribution that God has called you to make in the earth in helping women, being a destiny helper to other women so that they can walk in the fullness of their purpose and fulfill the call of God on their life. Thank you so much, Megan.
Thank you for having me, Lisa.
You are most welcome. Well, thank you everyone for joining us today. Be sure and check out Megan's Facebook group and as well as her free gift at the link down below. You'll have access to that. And really share this with other purpose-driven, impact-driven women, kingdom-minded women who you know needs to have their destiny unlocked, needs to begin to walk more fully in their purpose. And Megan will be a great person to help you with that. So thank you everyone for being with us today. Look forward to connecting with you next week as we showcase another Kingdom Woman entrepreneur, another Kingdom Woman speaker, as well as share with you scriptural principles and speaking tips so that you can become the voice of influence that God has called you to in the area that you are, that only you can do, because your story is meant to unlock people's transformation. It's really a gift that you've been given. And as you begin to walk in that, you will see lives changed and your calling fulfilled. So thank you, everyone. We'll see you next time.